The centennial commemoration of Queen Liliʻuokalani's death is starting up now. There'll be an open house at the Hawaii State Archives and another concert at UH Manoa coming up. The centennial anniversary of Liliʻuokalani's death, November 11th, is prompting a re-examination of her life. Keahiahi Long, librarian at Kamakakuʻokalani Center for Hawaiian Studies, curated this exhibit of artifacts in UH Hamilton Library.
What struck me immediately was that she's so short, you know?
Oh, yeah! She's kind of little.
Yeah, totally.
You just don't realize
right.
it.
A recreation of the stunning black dress princess Liliʻuokalani wore to Queen Victoria's Jubilee is one of the articles on display. Long says Queen Liliʻuokalani acted in response to her times.
Right, as soon as she becomes queen, she tours around the islands, right, really listening to her people. And that's when the constitution came out, right, because they asked her, can we have a constitution that no longer nullifies the actions and powers of the monarch? We really want a constitution that is going to give authority to our monarch. And so that's what she did.
Queen Liliʻuokalani attempted to pass a constitution restoring power to Hawaii's monarchy. She was thwarted by the legislature.
The dignity with which she closes the session, giving mahalo to the legislators, even though they had basically shut her down and said, no, you cannot have this constitution, right? She acknowledges and she thanks them for their hard work, while also pointing out, this is going to be my agenda, right? I'm going to continue to work to find a reasonable solution for the agricultural interests of my people. This is the letter that she wrote to Sanford B. Dole and the others in the Committee of Safety, assigning her authority to the United States. And this letter has not been seen since 1893 or shortly thereafter.
This document, along with original sheet music, examples of the Queen's own writing, and particularly rarely seen photographs, are clues to a life that reverberates in Hawaii today. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.